I was hoping a little TIE fighter would just give it to him instead. Did you know that Eric has one of these? Oh, today. Today is February 7th, and this is Ross 48. I know he has a huge one, but those are too big for your room, honey. The big ones are too big for your room. They would take up all the room in your room, and you wouldn't have any room left.
There are certain parts that are removable.
Oh, really? Hey, Ross, you know what I saw?
What?
When I was out at the conference.
Look, Ross.
We asked Ross what a little piece of plastic was, and he said, that's the packing. He said, that's the packing hack. That's his, the chair. That's the chair of it. That's his chair. Yeah.
I'll go back. Yeah, like that. 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 Like that.
Like that. Like
Boy,
boy,
boy. Boy, boy. Ross was being real nice to me and was going to save the candy for me. And I said, you can eat it now. And he said, no. And I said, okay, I'll eat it tomorrow. And Ross said, no.
I'm going to eat.
You eat it. Put it in your mouth, Mark. It's real yummy. Anyway, Mommy, clean Marky's hands. Okay. Don't let him take that. Anyway, Ross thought I said, you'll eat it tomorrow. And he said, no, I'm saving it for you for tomorrow. So, that's the case. Misunderstood who was the subject of that sentence. Ross and Mark were chasing the cat, and Ross said, after her, which is a very common thing that he does. And then he said, okay, Darth, this is Boba Fett calling you. And which is a nice case, really, of setting up two roles at once and starting to act in them. And neither had been set up previously, although I'm sure he sets himself up as Boba Fett and other people as Darth on occasion. This is still February 7th. Ross hurt his foot, and earlier I had said that my foot hurt, and he said, I have the same thing that you do. But you really should have said that I have the same thing that you did, because my foot is okay now. So how do you say it, Ryan?
I have the same thing that you did.
I don't have it now. My foot's okay, so what do you say?
My foot is okay.
No, it's the same.
My foot is okay. I have the
No, as I had.
Okay.
As you have the same thing as Daddy had.
As
you had.
You had.
Good. Okay, now say the whole thing.
I have the same thing that Daddy had.
Ross is asking whether the Hulk was as fast as Superman. I said, no, he isn't. He said, but Daddy, I have a book, and it says that the Hulk is faster. And of course, this is not true. He doesn't have it. He had a comic book once, but it was in Dutch. He didn't say any such thing. Another thing happened just after that last example, which is very parallel. Oh, by the way, today is February 8th. Ross said, I'm the good Hulk and you're the bad Hulk. And I said, no, boys. He was saying that to Marky. And I said, no, boys. You're both good Hulks. He said, but Daddy, I saw that in Denver, that there was a bad Hulk and a good Hulk. This is something that I know can happen. And that's true. We had discussed good Hulks and bad Hulks, I think, in Denver. I don't remember what the context was, but he does remember that we had that agreement before. Ross Chapman said, now what? I asked the mommy to put the gloves on Marky, and I asked the daddy, and nobody would help me.
This is question.
What? This is what?
These gloves are just play.
Just play?
Plain old.
Plain old what?
These gloves.
Or just plain old what, honey?
Plain old gloves.
Just plain, they're good, they're super power gloves.
Yeah. Well, nobody would put them on me.
I'll put them on you.
Okay.
If you'll be a little nicer and not so grumbly.
Okay.
Let's see. I asked Ross what happened at preschool today? And he said, I told him about the Superman we're watching. Which is true, we're watching Superman now. Bunch of Laura Peeker. Bunch of Laura Cockham. He said, Bunch of Laura Cockham. Hecka Laura Ding Ding. Hecka Laura Ding Ding. Funnelana Bong Dong. Chuckalaga Bugalaga Bung was Ross. Gugalaga Chug, where was it? Gugalaga Chugabugga. Nugabugga, something more. Single dingle hot shot. What? How's that go? Single dingle bingle. Hot to pizza. Tangalinga banga gang. Cocalata potala. Hickam mango bang bang. Fapsle Peter Pop Pop. Sip a ladder deep deep. By the way, there were about 15 of these that we went through before we got a chance to record it.
But we don't need
Daddy said, you know who we're going to play dominoes. He said, you know who you're going to be? No. This guy. And then you know, Marky's going to be this guy. He pointed to Batman and Robin. It's like, and you know, Mommy's going to be this guy. And then what? And then if...
She's going to be this guy, you're going to be this guy, and Marky's going to be this guy, and I'm going to be this guy, and you're going to be that guy.
Okay. Are you cold?
No.
Ross was putting back one of his pair of underoos. He said, I said, you don't want those underoos? He said, no, I only want the Superman. I only want the Superman underoos. Yeah. He wanted to put back his Luke Skywalker underoos. He said, I only want the Superman underoos. I'm getting the Superman underoos. And as he was reaching into the door, he said, I'm getting the Superman underoos because I only want the... What did you say?
Superman.
Because I only want the Superman. Ross said, let me see if I've got those on. What he meant, let me see if I have red ones on just like those. In other words, that type on. So it's improper use of those. And when he took them off and found he had red ones, I said, you've got them on already. And he said, oh, but these are dirty. I wear them all night. She said, I wore them all night, right?
I wore them all night.
Good.
So I'm going back in.
No. Are you going to stay home? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to stay home. Mommy thought I was going.
No, okay. I told Ross that if he wanted a chocolate bar, he had to go to preschool. He said, all right. That's the first time I've seen him do that, all right. He didn't say what he'd do, just all right. In other words, I'll give in from what I was trying to do, which was to stay home.
Talking about what we could do to make one of the kids at school be better, and Ross said, maybe we could, what did you say, Ross? I said, what are we going to do to make Mark Botta and the kids want to go downstairs? And Ross said, maybe we could
give them our table set.
Oh, right, our play set, that was it, right? Yeah. He called it first we called it my food set. That's what he called it. First he called it, he meant the table set. And also he said he wanted to get up, instead of saying, I know, the one up there, I know. Set the table, I know. Yeah, I know what you mean.
What it is?
What it is?
I'll take all the puzzles out.
Okay.
All the puzzles are coming out now? No, that's too many, Ross. Just one or two. Oh, Ross.
I'm sorry.
Okay, now put all those pieces back before you get any more. Okay, put all those pieces back right now.
I'm gonna take all them out.
No more out. No more puzzles out. Just take all the pieces out.
Ross is putting the puzzle pieces back into the policeman puzzle, fireman puzzle. And he said, this is me, Marky, and you. We're both going to free somebody. What he means, all three of us are going to go free somebody. He doesn't know that both only refers to two.
Fire.
Honey, how many people are going to free somebody?
Me and you and Marky.
How many is that?
Three.
Okay, when you talk about three people, you can't say both. You have to say all three of us.
All three of us.
Very good.
I'll put this one back. And get this one.
Excellent.
Back two.
Okay.
First you start at this one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Very good. Now, you want to take all the pieces out?
6, 8, 7.
Uh-huh. 10, 9, 8. 10, 9, 8. No, what comes next? 6. Okay. Then after that, after 6 is 5. And then, say it loud.
4.
Louder.
2.
Mm-hmm.
When we get to the...
Very
bottom. This one is a song, and we have to say this one quiet.
Okay. Very good. Say it quietly.
Now this one, now the hand tap.
Okay, now, what happens now?
Russ and I were talking about what he has, and he was something that he has and Marky has, and Ross said, is that what called it? In other words, is that what it's called? Is that what's called it? Yeah. He listened to me record this. He said, what, and explained to him what he meant is what it is. And he said, what it is. He says, Daddy, you dropped to me. Dropped inward instead of dropped me. It's dropped to me. I'm not sure what that comes from. Was it so like D-R-O-P-T-A, drop to me? What is that? I guess it's just phonological. He's trying to break up the consonant clusters, probably. Instead of saying, are you ready, Ross says, are you ready, with a T?
There's a lot of words like that.
Mm-hmm, a lot of words like that. Makes interval count flaps into a T. Ross said he wanted me to pick him up early. He said, Daddy, I want you to pick me up early. And I said, before the party's over? And he said, yeah. I said, before the party's over?
Party?
He said, yeah, I want you to pick me up early. Are you sure? You want me to pick you up before the party?
You want to go to the party?
You want to go to the party tonight?
Yeah.
But if I pick you up before the party, what's going to happen?
I want to
go to the party.
Go to the party.
Right. So what do you want to do? Which one?
Go to the party.
Or pick up.
Huh?
Or pick up early. Which one? Pick up early or go to the party?
Go to the party.
Okay, so...
Do you want to be picked up after the party?
Or before the party?
After the party.
Oh, he figured it out. Good boy. Good boy. You mean after, right? Very good. Ross was walking around with his stick, which was, I think, supposed to be the devil's pitchfork. He said, I'm the devil. I'm the devil. Under the ground that belongs to God. All right, which means I'm the devil that lives under the ground who belongs to God. This was, he was just sitting around telling what he was. He was walking around with a stick and saying, explaining what he was. And Ross said to Marky was saying, I say yes, I say no. And Ross said, I say yes, not no. And Ross and Marky were vying over a pen. And I said, now it's Marky's turn. And Ross said, then I won't able to do it. And he still says that. Instead of saying, then I won't be able to do it, he always says, then I won't able to do it.
But I won't be other boy to do it.
Good, Ross. What's the right way of saying it?
I won't be able to be doing it.
I won't be able to be doing it. Say it again.
I won't be doing it.
I won't be able to do it.
I won't be able to do it.
Very good. Ross complained that Marky was messing up his drawing. He said, now look what he did. He said, Ross, violence will get you nowhere. Violence will not win love.
We were looking for Marky's car, and Ross said, I think I know where it is. This is the first time I've heard him use that particular phrase. And he went and looked for it. He said, we found it. Good. Good, Ross.
He said to Marky that if he wanted, if he didn't eat his food, he was going to die. And Marky said, no. I'm not going to die. I'm good. And then what'd you say, Rossi?
If he wants to be alive, he'll have to eat that.
Right. If he wants to be alive, he'll have to eat his food. Sort of stating a rule for Marky in a much nicer way than I had said it. Stating it as a general rule, general generic rule. Then what?
Then eat.
Then eat, Mark.
That's the only way to stop dying.
To stop, it's the only way to stop from dying, Mark.
Why?
You're going to have to eat. You're going to have to eat, Mark. Okay, that's it for you, Mark. That's it for you, then. You're not going to make it, Mark.
Maybe some rhythms would help him out.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get him some raisins. Make him.
I'll get them.
No, they're too high for you, honey.
No, they're all right.
Okay.
The hot.
It's yummy, Stuffy.
The hot.
Yeah, the one you play football on, right, Ross? You were trying to remember which one was the little counter, and I was trying to describe it in various ways. Oh, you mean the one that you play football on. Said, I figured out something, Dad. These are not powers. I'm not sure why. He's talking about his gloves. Yeah? He asked me, why'd you know? Because you heard him do it? And I said, no, because I heard him do it. He said, H-E-A-R-E-D. I said, I know that you gave Mark his apple juice. And Ross said, why'd you know? Because you heard him? Because you heard him do it?
I heard my
ear. Ross, I'm sorry.
Ross said, I have to take me to the doctor. We're playing broken arm and doctor, and you'll have to take it to the doctor. And you know the real way to do it is pretend. Yeah?
I'll be a little boy with the broken arm.
Oh, my baby. What's wrong?
I have a broken arm.
You do? Yeah. How'd you get it?
I have a broken arm.
I got two boys to take to the hospital.
A snake broke a spider.
A snake bit it?
Yeah. Yeah. Look at that snake bite this.
I'm going to have to take this boy to the hospital too. Look at him. He has a broken arm too.
Yeah.
Look at his arm. It's bleeding. You ready to go to the hospital? Here comes the ambulance. Okay, here's the ambulance. Let's get him in the ambulance. Let's go into the... Okay, here we go. In the ambulance. Okay, now we're going to go in the ambulance to the hospital. Okay, here we are in the hospital. Doctor, I've got a boy with a broken arm. Two boys with broken arms. Doctor says, well, I guess I'll have to cut them open. Cut them up. Are you fixed?
No, I need a band-aid to cut them open.
Let me cut some more. What did they teach you about doctors in your preschool? What, Marky?
They take your blood from
it? Yeah. And that's why you're really supposed to do my spice in your arm. Take your blood pressure.
Take your blood pressure? Okay.
Okay, and what about Louis Pasteur? Louis Pasteur. What's Louis Pasteur going to do? We have to fix this one. We're going to cut him open.
I'll watch him.
Cut him all open. Here comes the blood.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll put some new blood in. I'm a snake.
No, you're a snake. Yeah, you're a snake. We're going to cut you open, little snake.
Yeah.
Now cut.
I'm a bad snake.
You're a bad snake? I said Ross has bossed me around too much. He said, that's because I love you so much.
No, that's why I love you so much.
Oh, that's why I love you so much. And what he meant is, that's because I love you so much. Right?
Ross came in and said, I'm tired of Marky screaming. I'll have that pineapple juice. And I was drinking some pineapple juice. He meant that I had offered some to Marky, and he said, I'll have that pineapple juice. Because Marky didn't seem real eager to have it. And this is the first case of that used in that specific way. Which is a very stereotyped use of that, by the way. Mm-hmm. In other words, that used for something that somebody else has declined. I said to Ross, Ross, you made a fart. And Ross said, no, I didn't feel it. And it's all your fault, Daddy. And I don't know why it was my fault. I was repairing the hinges on the door, replacing hinges on the door. And they come in sets, a top and a bottom. And Ross had three in his hand. And he said, what about the bottom one of that one? So he knew that he only had three, and that there must have been four, because he was picking up two sets of two. So he was missing one more hinge. So I said, Ross, you take that down to the garbage. He said, what about the bottom one of that one? Ross was sitting on the stairs, and we're talking about something about the old times, and Ross said, there came a day when there was once upon a classic. I've never heard him use that phrase, there came a day, before. Anyway, this is his first. And then also I asked him to eat a pancake, and he said, I won't eat it without syrup. Somebody will have to put syrup on it. I won't eat it without syrup. I won't. Ross was trying to persuade me not to clean my car. He said, you liked it dirty. And then he looked across the street and said, the moon will clean it. The moon will like it. And then he looked across the street and said, look, Dad, nobody's cleaning their car. So these are a couple arguments he was using to try to convince me not to clean my car. One was that no one else, of course, is doing it. The other is that the moon will do it for us. Actually, the moon wasn't even out. It's about, 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. February afternoon here. Ross was trying to carry a big hose. Actually, he was doing a good job carrying it. He said, they can no longer carry my muscles up. And this, they can no longer, is definitely poetic or whatever you call it. They can no longer such and such. And I don't know about carry my muscles up. I don't know what he meant by that. What he meant is I can't carry it anymore. Or it's getting too heavy for me. I told Ross that we're going to have to throw all the capes away because they're broken. And Ross said, yeah. And he said, just that one. He meant Marky's. And I said, well, they're both broken. And he said, no, look at mine and see that it isn't.
No, look at mine.
Case I can think of a command to go see for yourself, so to speak. Come on, Marky. Come on down. He said to Marky, get up.
Down.
Yeah, come on down, Marky. We'll get you some chips. Ross said, you know what I did? I shot that water gun to put water in those plants over in the kitchen. In other words, I watered the plants with a spritzer. Also, he said, I want no more of this. In other words, I don't want any more. Of course, it's perfectly all right to say I want no more of this, too. little more poetic, I suppose. He's doing a lot of this poetic type talk.